you know, the officials here are telling us it is good news. I suppose, look, anything is an improvement on what's there at the moment. It isn't going to take much to improve on the current facility. The current facility is shambles. That's the only way you can describe it. People are not getting the service they demand, they require there, or that the public rightfully demand. So hopefully the new temporary one will be improvement. 43 private bays, which is an increase of 9 on the current one, and new resuscitation areas. And we are told here that it will give greater dignity and privacy to patients using the new temporary A&E. It's welcome. It's certainly welcome. Now, in saying that, it's a long time coming and we need the new permanent A&E, and that was reiterated here by the top table today. It's still going through this public spending code, and for me, it's just taking too long. We need the new permanent one. Hopefully the temporary one will be an improvement for patients in coming months, and hopefully we won't use the temporary one too long. Who knows?
And of course, they said today that it's not the ultimate solution, this new temporary A&E. But of course, the big question for everyone is, how temporary is temporary?
That is the big question, David. And that is, it's not just a question, I suppose, it's a concern. So it is. You know, there is unfortunately a saga in terms of the new A&E. It's going back to, I think, the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar visited in 2015, or Enda Kenny, and told us that it wasn't fit for purpose. This is 7 years later. And I don't see it having been advanced anyway. So I hope the new temporary one will be temporary in real nature, and that it won't be something there that that we'll be talking about in a couple of years' time as having been temporary and a new one not being developed. We do need a new one.